This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE threatens to cut funding for independent WIP oversight group. The Department of Energy, DOE, has threatened to cut the funding for the Environmental Evaluation Group, EEG, which provides independent technical and scientific oversight of the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. The cuts could mean that the EEG would close by the end of April. DOE argues that the funding cut was prompted by fiscal mismanagement by the EEG. The EEG was formed in 1978 and was included in the 1981 Consultation and Cooperation Agreement between DOE and the state of New Mexico. The agreement requires DOE to, quote, assist the state in obtaining the resources necessary for it to undertake a meaningful independent review of the public health and safety aspects of WIP, end quote. The EEG has produced over 90 reports analyzing every facet of WIP and associated waste transportation. The EEG also conducts an independent radiation surveillance program and has become an international voice when discussing permanent geologic radioactive waste disposal. The funding cuts come at a critical time in WIP's operating history. DOE and the state of New Mexico are currently in disagreement regarding DOE's proposal to dispose of extremely radioactive sludge from Hanford Nuclear Reservation, Idaho National Engineering and Environmental Laboratory, and the Savannah River site. Governor Bill Richardson and New Mexico Environment Department Secretary Ron Curry have both stated that WIP will not accept the sludge under any circumstances. There will be a public hearing to discuss this proposal in early June in Santa Fe. Further, Senator Pete Domenici recently proposed a law that would severely limit the state's oversight of WIP. Domenici has proposed removing the state's power to inspect waste containers before they are disposed at WIP. Activists speculate that the defunding of the EEG may be due to their criticism of this proposal. However, Senator Jeff Bingaman has expressed his support for the EEG in a recent statement. He said, quote, "I am still hoping that the DOE will make funds available to the EEG so they can continue their work uninterrupted through the current fiscal year," end quote. Representative Tom Udall also expressed his disappointment in DOE, saying, quote, "DOE could find the money if they wanted to. I think it's just a drop in the bucket compared with the amount DOE spends on consultants. The DOE and its people have never really liked the EEG or its independence," end quote. Moreover, the federal five-year recertification of WIP has begun. The recertification will determine whether WIP is suited to contain radioactive waste for 10,000 years. In a letter to the Albuquerque Journal, several activist groups, including Southwest Research and Information Center, Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety, and Citizens for Alternatives to Radioactive Dumping said, quote, "Perhaps it is no accident that DOE is terminating EEG at this critical time when EEG's oversight of WIP is most vital," end quote. Former DOE Secretary and current Governor Richardson said, quote, "The EEG was independently critical of many things that the DOE did, and I don't see why there shouldn't be this kind of critical independent element. Hopefully it's a dispute that will be resolved," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline at 1-800-456-8863 or download the audio version of the update from our webpage at nuclearactive.org.